The elders asked me to consider preaching about a particular topic. And when they did that, a scripture entered my mind. And I was praying about it and all. And the other day when I opened a book that I was reading for Global Awakening, and it was a compilation of things by Randy Clark, the very first chapter, this scripture was right in there. I was like, oh, well, I guess that's a confirmation. Let's go with that. Let's see what happens. I normally like to preach through various books of the Bible, and we're in the middle of Mark, and we've been in there 20-some weeks. I mean, we can take a break once in a while. But first, having said all that, I'll tell you, it may seem like it's going in one direction. I'm actually going to kind of, you know, put a little plot twist in here, maybe go in a little bit different direction. But first, I need someone with a beautiful voice. I need someone with a powerful, I need somebody humble though, not someone who's, I need someone who's humble, who's been gifted with an amazing, beautiful voice. I'm wondering how Dave's daughter would feel about helping me out on this a little bit. Would you mind? Would be okay? Okay, cool. What's that? Come on up. How many of you guys like game shows? And now Heather's going, oh, yeah. Heather's going to help out. But one of you tech guys, we need a mic. Thank you, dear. I appreciate that. You guys like game shows? Missy loves game shows. Two, three, maybe three people. The rest of you hate them? Okay, well, you'll be miserable. That's okay. There's a particularly, I'm not a huge fan. I mean, they're all right. You can fall asleep by them. There's a particular game show where they bring people up, and it's almost like karaoke. They have the words of the songs on the screen, and the band is playing, and the person is singing these words, and all of a sudden the words on the screen come up with these blanks, and the person has to know where the song is going. And if they sing the words right, they win. If they don't or they forget, you know, they get buzzed or whatever. So you guys are the contestants today. We don't have a band that's ready to play all these songs, but Heather's going to help out by singing a cappella. I owe you big time. Okay. I bet she is. You're taking kickboxing, right? Bob, I need you, brother. But you can block for me, right? Okay, so we're gonna put the first song we're gonna put up on the screen, and when she gets to the blanks, I mean, you guys can sing along with her if you like, but when she gets to the blanks, you guys got to come up with the lyrics, okay? Oh, what? By the way, does anybody know the name of the game show I'm talking about? Don't forget the lyrics. That's right. Okay. Are you familiar with this song, Heather? Cool. Okay. Dear, it's all yours. Take it away. Yeah, you should hear me. Beautiful. Awesome. Give yourself a hand. Yay. Was that the gong? Second song. Do you recognize this one? Okay. I know you've sung these millions of times. Go ahead. Go for it. Yeah. Open up. Go for it. Oh, you don't remember that. Okay. Go ahead, everybody. We'll just go ahead. Shiloh. Come on up here, Shiloh. You stay here. Go for it. With the mic. Beautiful. Thank you, Shiloh. Next song. Do you recognize this one? Okay, go for it, girl.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you.
Awesome. Okay, one more. I know you know this. Go for it.
Open my eyes, let me
Awesome, awesome. Heather, thank you so much, dear. Okay. She's like, I should have stayed in Ohio. Okay, now, what do all of these songs have in common? A desire to see. See who? See Fred. No. A desire to see who? Jesus. A desire to see Jesus, to see the Lord, to see our God. And that's a good thing, isn't it? How many people here have a desire to see the Lord? Amen. Yes. I want to see His countenance and it's all in all of its glory. I want to see Him high and lifted up. I want to see Him face to face. That's a good thing. But you know, when you see God, when you really see Him, whether it's in a vision or a dream or an impression or simply with the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, and you suddenly realize with depth and power who He is, when you see God, it changes you forever. When you see Him, all of a sudden, everything is different. Everything is not the same. It's new. It changes you forever. What we want to look at today is an individual in Scripture, Isaiah, who had a life-changing encounter with the living God. Even though it starts in chapter 6, some commentators feel this is the first really encounter he had with God where his ministry actually began. And we're going to see what that was like and how that changed him. It's probably one of the most powerful passages in Scripture, Isaiah 6, verses 1 to 5. Father, I pray that You would enlighten our hearts to the riches of Your Word today. God, come and meet us today. Let us truly encounter You. Father, we welcome You. We make room for You, Lord. Come in all of Your power, in all of Your splendor, Lord, and change us forever, God. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Isaiah 6:1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. I saw the Lord. I saw the Lord. We read this so glibly, we just pass by it, we just scan right through and keep going. But these four words are riveting. When he wrote them, it must have just torn him emotionally asunder as he recounted that experience. He said, in the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. Can you grasp the gravity of those words? What that must have done to him? What that really means when man sees God? The hope of the ages, the foundation of the purpose and the reason we even exist. For by Him and through Him and for Him were all things created. We were made for Him and for His glory. And this God whom we are never completely at rest until we find in the year that King Uzziah died, Isaiah had this incredible vision and he said, I saw the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up. And the train of His robe filled the temple. Above it, above the train of His robe, above it stood seraphim. Each one had six wings. With two, He covered His face. And with two, He covered His feet. And with two, He flew. And one cried to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with His glory. And the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of Him who cried out. And the house was filled with smoke. So I said, woe is me. Woe is me, for I am undone. Because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts, the Lord of heaven's armies. Isaiah said he saw the Lord, and everything changes when you see the Lord. Now, it may be, like I said, it may be in a vision, an open vision, where you're simply standing there and suddenly heaven opens itself to your eyes and you see into the holy place. It might be in a sort of a mental vision where it's impressed upon your mind. And in your mind's eye, you see this image come forth and it's revealed to you. It might simply be the eyes of your understanding, where, as I said, that God suddenly, who He is and what He is all about, suddenly comes to you and is revealed to your heart with such clarity, with such power, with such impact, that it arrests you with the weight of the truth of God in His person, and you are stopped in your tracks, and you are never, ever the same again. Muslims have been converted. There are now so many testimonies of people in Muslim-dominated countries where the gospel is so hard to penetrate, and yet, whether they've got a hold of a New Testament or they were just thinking about Isa, Jesus, or whatever, for whatever reason, in a dream, in a vision at night, He comes to them and they see Him, and he declares to them that He offers salvation, and they see that and they are saved. They are literally brought to faith in Christ by a vision, by a dream. Thank you, Lord. Now, when Isaiah saw Him, he was in his temple. And this is not the earthly temple, Herod's temple or Solomon's temple. This was the temple. Those things were only shadows of this reality in the heavens, the temple in the heavens. He saw Him in the temple and He said He was high and lifted up. He was exalted. He was transcendent. He was glorious. He was majestic. He was splendid. He was captivating. He was arresting in His beauty and majesty and splendor and glory. And yet, for all of these qualities that Isaiah saw in Him, that He was high and lifted up, there was one word that captured the essence of God, that captured the essence of the Lord, that impressed itself so weightily upon His heart. And the seraphims flew round and about and called out to one another. And what did they say? Holy! 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 Holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled His glory. Amen. Holiness. Thrice holy. And commentators have pondered those words, that He's thrice holy. He is utterly holy. There is nothing in Him that is to any degree remotely anything but holy. He is utterly, absolutely holy. Some have said this refers to all the members of the Trinity, the triune God. The Father is holy. The Son is holy. The Holy Spirit is holy.